Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on Ultimate Days. The concept of this track is three phases and six paradigms. And inside, I'm going to share with you more on the three phases that really led me to build this Ultimate Day system. And the six paradigms are really overarching ideas that I learned along the way that deeply inform everything that we're covering in this masterclass. This track really is an extension of track one. I thought about skipping these topics altogether or integrating them briefly into the previous track, but I decided that I wanted to go deeper on these ideas with you. And as you get into it, some of these might seem esoteric or high level, but I felt that it really mattered to share these ideas with you because they form the foundation of this system for your ultimate days. See, it's not just a matter of managing your time or feeling better every day or thinking more positive or taking your best actions. This really comes down to the heart of how we live our ultimate days, which are the building blocks. The vehicle, if you will, for living our ultimate lives. Because that's the point, right? The system isn't about just having one good day here or there. We have plenty of those. This is about how do we optimize our days as a vehicle for optimizing our lives. If this one day today is a microcosm of your life, and then tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after, and the day after. Having a system to create your ultimate days is ultimately a system you're using for living your ultimate life. In the three phases that I'm going to go through with you, what I discovered was, as I started really deeply getting into these topics, the very basic ideas of time management, being efficient, being effective, even the way you manage your energy, the way you manage your thoughts, daily practices for conditioning your mind, they're very, very powerful. Yet what really matters is the way that you stack them up day after day after day. In doing this, you're not just creating for yourself more ultimate days, but increasing your capabilities. So it's not just about feeling better and thinking better and taking your best actions. It's that the better you get at the way you manage your mind and actions, the more you increase your capabilities for taking on new challenges and achieving more. So you see what I'm saying here is that what we're ultimately talking about is unlocking your potential for what's possible for you in your lifetime by literally unlocking it every day, minute by minute, increasing your capabilities. And so that's why I wanted to lay out these three phases and six paradigms for you, to go deeper into these ideas and into what the real consequences of this system are. Again, these might seem a little esoteric and high level, but hopefully as we get deeper into this, it's going to really resonate with you. This track is organized into the three phases. Phase one was waking up to this. And here we'll talk about what led me to really go deep into these topics and what I learned from this. This was the phase when I really began to understand the depth of the mind and how much our thinking determines the quality of our lives. The two paradigms we hit here are the getting there program and how you feel amazing at will. Phase two, I just called getting good at this. This was the phase when I was really unpacking a lot of these ideas, laying out exercises, and figuring out, well, what really works? What really makes a difference to how you live your days? Here I talk about topics like closing the gaps, nailing the flow state, and the two big paradigms that we cover are focus and simplify. 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 Phase three are the higher level topics. And these ones started to become more apparent to me as I got better at living this Ultimate Day system. I could start to see there was about a lot more than this. Not just time and energy and focus and production, efficiency and effectiveness and whatnot, but the two big paradigms that we'll talk about here, taking back your power and energy, seeing that your days are about time, but ultimately, they're about energy. So let's dive in. Phase one, my massive wake-up call. This was my most massive wake-up call in perhaps the last 10 years of my life. It was the most painful phase of my life and the most rewarding. There are so many powerful lessons in this phase for me. And let me give you the executive summary of where we're headed. Here's three ideas. One, I dreamed of doing what I want for years, believing that if only I was doing what I wanted, I would feel amazing every day. And as we'll get to, it's not what I discovered. What I discovered instead was that doing what you want doesn't somehow lead you to feel amazing. Surprise, surprise. And in fact, in a bigger way, that nothing leads you to feel amazing. The cause and effect is wrong. It sounds right to that logical brain that we have, that feeling amazing is not a product of your life, or what you've got, or doing what you want. That you can feel amazing at will based on how you're using the body and mind. And even though this might seem like a bit of a leap, you can prove it to yourself easily. Have a few drinks and don't you notice you feel different? Has your life changed? Do you have a new car? A new lover? A new house? Are you suddenly making more money? No. Simply by changing your neurology, you change your experience of your life. Point two, I was stuck in my work. I dreamed of something that mattered so much to me, but it was too hard. I couldn't get myself doing it. I couldn't write. I couldn't even get myself to sit down and write. In this phase, I learned so much about what holds us back. The fear, the resistance, and more specifically, how much time management and becoming highly skilled at taking actions comes down to how good you are at navigating your mind. Point three. There was a loop that I'd been running, feeling crappy. I believed that if I could get myself feeling good, then I could take the actions I needed to take to drive the results I needed so I could feel good. Do you see that loop? And what I tricked myself into seeing was that, I didn't need to take those actions and drive results to feel good. Instead, you can feel good at will. When you understand the mechanics of the body-mind, instead of being trapped by what I call the getting there program. That's a program that runs in the brain that thinks you need to do something, or get somewhere. Because when you get there, then you'll feel a certain way, and we all know it's false. Yet how do you get around it? Okay, so let's go deeper on these topics. Our greatest learnings often come from our pain, right? We often learn our lessons the hard way, and this was most certainly the case for me. This started for me some 10 years ago now, where I'd spent 10 years focused on what do I want? What do I want? Reading self-help books, writing thousands of pages of ideas. I figured it out. I was going to leave Wall Street to write my first book. The research I had done, the changes I had made had been so transformational for me, and I felt so compelled to share that with other people. And it should have been the greatest time in my life, but it was the hardest. It all changed right before I left my job. What I call the chest feeling, or the stomach feeling. It was like, holy fuck, what am I doing? And as I went deeper into this over time, I could see it wasn't just fear. Part of it was that I'd read back through what I'd been writing and realized how crap it was. And it was almost like the enormity of what I was leaving to do